He works on his start. You're looking at a 1936 gold medalist right there.
Yeah. That is, if they have a 36 Olympics.
When Jesse Owens won 4 gold medals in Germany at the Olympic Games, he not only made an impact in track and field, but also in the world. Hitler's Germany had begun quietly its horrific practices of rounding up Jews and racial, quote, cleansing. And while the Nazi regime attempted to hide the worst of its practices during the games, the effects were clear. The film Race dramatizes Owens' performance and the world in which he ran. In today's world, where black athletes are numerous and often at the top of their sports, it's easy to forget that there were many, many years during which athletes of color were prevented from competing, or if they could compete, discriminated against and ridiculed, even as they defeated opponents and smashed records. Race addresses this marginalization through locker room scenes, personal attacks, and scenes that include society's common, overtly racist systemic practices, while it also tells Owens' personal story of struggle and success. Stephen James, best known for playing John Lewis in Selma, does a very good job as Owens. His character is likable and one who balances the acquiescence and strength the times necessitate. The struggle the character goes through in deciding whether to participate in the games or not isn't quite as developed as it could have been, but the intricacies of the plot prevent much depth or attention to that struggle. This is the main issue with the film. We are directed to consider the Olympic Committee's struggles, Germany's darkness, and its sanitizing of the Olympic production for worldwide consumption, in addition to Owens' running and personal life and his relationship to his coach. Part of this fragmented and frenetic plotline might have to do with the limited experience of the film's director, Stephen Hopkins, who is mostly experienced in directing television episodes, including a season of the drama 24. In a television series or miniseries, a director can move the audience's attention among many various storylines. In a major motion picture, he or she must be more discriminating in honing a plotline. However, his direction doesn't have that luxury and needed to decide and focus on the heart of the film. The plotline that most clearly calls for that kind of development and is the one most fully developed in the film is the one between Owens and his Ohio State track coach. Owens' coach, Larry Snyder, is played by Jason Sudeikis. In not a terribly strong performance, Sudeikis does hit his stride late in the film. However, he never really finds that combination of compassion and hardness, humor and no-nonsense he strives for in the character. Sudeikis, though, is likable in almost everything he does, and he is the same here. The mediocre performance doesn't distract too much from the film, and for the most part, the audience shouldn't have a difficult time suspending its disbelief. The supporting characters are well done and interesting. Owens' girlfriend slash wife, played by Shanice Banton, his German competitor, Carl Lutz Long, played by David Cross, Jeremy Irons as Avery Brundage of the Olympic Committee, and Clarice Van Houten as Nazi filmmaker Leni Riefenstahl. But the characters exist in that space between compelling and underdeveloped, and they have the dubious quality of distracting from the most important relationship of the film, the one between Owens and Snyder. That relationship should have been the real heart of the film, as I said, and at times it almost is, but again, it doesn't quite hit the mark. With all its flaws and shortcomings, however, I recommend the film here in the wake of the awards season. It is of lesser quality than those powerful films that have been filling the theaters of late, but its message and historical value are important. Owens' performance at those 1936 games was an important moment in our history, and its dramatization in contemporary film is long overdue.
Your light shine. get.